Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Woods. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson takes first base on ball four. Cater moves to second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Cater moves to third. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael takes first base on ball four. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hermann moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to third for the out. Hermann scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Munson reaches second base with a double. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munson scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John fires to first and has Woods trapped. There's the throw to O'Brien who tags Woods for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to third. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Hermann moves to third. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Clark reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. White reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Mercer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. White moves to third. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Munson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenny hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matthias pinch hits for Tommy John. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Brien is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michael takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hermann settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hermann. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Brien scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Aussie Blanco pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.